103.
Of two commits a suicide after family stopped her from dating a married relative. Mutendere East residents decry poor road network. In African news, a female traffic officer killed in head-on collision on South Africa's N2 in Jeffreys Bay. Other news in detail, my name is Blessed Chwawa. A 26-year-old woman of Mali village in the Chifamwanya's chiefdom in Lumezi district has died by suicide after a dispute with her family over a relationship with a married relative. Eastern Province Police Commanding Officer Robertson Mwemba confirmed that the incident occurred on Sunday around 08 hours. The deceased, identified as Agnes Berry, is reported to have been confronted by her younger brother earlier in the morning over the relationship. Mr. Mwemba explained that the confrontation later escalated into a physical altercation before the matter was reported to their mother, who also advised her to end the affair. He stated that the woman became agitated and later left home, heading to a nearby bush. About an hour later, her mother and brother found that she had taken her life. Mr. Mwemba disclosed that officers who visited the scene ruled out foul play, and the body has since been handed over to the family for burial. Some residents of Lusaka's Mutendere East have raised concerns over the poor state of roads in their community. The residents say they feel neglected, noting that while other areas are experiencing development, Mutendere East continues to lag behind. Speaking in an interview with Kombon Radio News, the residents explained that the deteriorated road network has made certain parts of the area difficult to access. They described the situation as critical, adding that in some instances they are forced to carry dead bodies and patients over long distances to reach tarred roads because vehicles cannot access their homes.
That person, imagine a person dies in the morning, like maybe 10 hours, 12 hours, you carry a dead person while the young ones are watching, which is very bad.
If you compare Chawam and the Mnadi, there is a big difference. Look at the road. These roads are very bad. Go to Chawama. Chawama, you find my roads are better than what you have here. Example, Nine, the same road. No, we didn't pick up. This same road is very bad. This road is found in Mutendere East. Yes? The way it is, look at the right side. It's where we worked on.
Meanwhile, the residents have also expressed concern over the rising crime levels in the area, which they attribute to the absence of a nearby police post. They have since called on their area councillor to lobby for funds towards the construction of the police post, stating that the nearest facility is located far from their community.
Police post some time back when I was here, but Kusalama Park, but this time, kuri beta manichi stita. So, ngati mwagwira muntu, kuti mumtose kuna kumpereka kuja kumtendere. Inga lako ni challenge, kwa kari kireki. Olo time ya uti climb ngati ya paka, munga this time climb ya paka kuno. Kuti wakari kireki wachoke kuja, wabwere kuno. Ima ngala ni problem maningi, upeka muntu wa mwita ataki wa mumenya, kaya vantu si munga choke panja, nishu wako payana. So climb kuno kumtendere east ya paka tabe maningi. Tikuna polisi mtitangize.
We've got the issue of the junkies here in Mutendere East. Whenever a person is being attacked, maybe in the night, even if you call the police will come and find that those people are done attacking the people.
Residents of Lusaka's Baleni compound have raised concern over the growing problem of criminal gangs, commonly referred to as junkies, who are reportedly terrorizing the community. The residents say they are now living in fear as the suspects have become increasingly bored, carrying out thefts even during daytime. They disclose that junkies are now stealing various household items, including food being prepared outside on braziers, a situation that has left many feeling unsafe in their own homes. The residents have since called on the police to intensify patrols in the area in order to restore order and ensure the safety of the community. Meanwhile, another resident only identified as Mr. Kalua has alleged that some police officers may be contributing to the persistence of the problem. Mr. Kalua claims that certain officers are working with the suspects, who are often released shortly after being apprehended by members of the public, a situation he says is encouraging criminal behavior. And Mr. Kalua has further urged the parents and guardians to closely monitor their children's associations, noting that some youths are being influenced by peer pressure to join criminal groups despite coming from stable homes.
These days, I am telling you, after the 20 hours, being between 20 hours, it's very risky. It's very risky. But now to allow us to because some of these children pan open their land up and what if mono mayanda is? Mom on open their land up. What if mono mayanda is? Awana over to the Fiala number. When we know Ali Kadira no Mutin, they all Ali Kadira over the win. Le Lokova Mukusangua, Awana Wangara Navu, Eva Navu, Avaleva Mukisha, Missanguish, Wingish. Do a double fair to one of whom to our Paliban, you know.